Hi, I'm Bob Misago with an in-studio session recorded at Americana Fest in Nashville. It's been a good year for Charlie Crockett with two record releases. The second, The Man from Waco, has topped the Americana charts. The late James Hand, a singer from Waco, Texas, was a big influence on this new record. Let's hear Charlie talk about meeting James Hand.
James, you know, I don't even know how to explain it with him. You know, when I was a lot younger, probably about 15 years ago, I started hearing his name and seeing, you know, posters build, you know, James Slim Hand. And he was a very mysterious looking and intriguing figure to me when I would, you know, see it at different clubs and bars around Texas. And down at the bottom of those posters, it said, James Hand is the real deal, Willie Nelson. And I thought, who in the world is this man? And short story long, several years later, I walked into Jenny's Little Longhorn Saloon in Austin, Texas, through the back door. And there was a cowboy on stage in the little stage in the corner. And he was so good, it took my breath away. And I was standing at the back of that joint with a shiner in my hand or something like that. And about 30 minutes in, I realized that I was looking at the same guy. I finally seen him in person. And for me personally, you know, he was the greatest, most believable roots performer, country music singer that I had ever stood in the same room with. And I've said many times that, you know, I didn't meet Hank Williams, never had a chance to shake hands with George Jones. But I knew James Hand, and in that way, I touched hands with those greats. And I'll go to the casket feeling that way. So that's my answer to you of how he's become, you know, such a inspiration for these albums.
Now let's hear from Charlie Crockett, recorded in studio at Americana Fest with Name on a Billboard.
I'm going to L.A., gonna take a ride. Ain't got much to lose, not even my pride. Think I'll buy some things I can't afford. Hey, look, my name's on the billboard. Hello, son, we're sure glad that you're here. Come on in, things are not as they appear. Sit right down while we show you how it's done. We're gonna make you number one. I'm going to L.A., gonna take a ride. Ain't got much to lose, not even my pride. Think I'll buy some things I can't afford. Hey, look, my name's on the billboard. Hey, look, my name's up in lights. Somehow I still don't feel right. I'm always trying to even up the score. Hey, look, my name's on the billboard. Thank you, sir. I'd like to thank you very much. Wish I could stay around for your free lunch. I got to go, and I hope you understand that I'm not that kind of man. I'm going to L.A., gonna take a ride. Ain't got much to lose, not even my pride. Think I'll buy some things I can't afford. Hey, look, my name's on the billboard. Hey, look, my name's up in lights. Somehow I still don't feel right. I'm always trying to even up the score. Hey, look, my name's on the billboard. I'm going to L.A., gonna take a ride. Ain't got much to lose, not even my pride. Think I'll buy some things I can't afford. Hey, look. look, my name's on the billboard.
That's Charlie Crockett, recorded in studio in Nashville with Name on a Billboard. That comes from his new album, Man from Waco, available on 30 Tigers Records. Charlie told me about the writing of Man from Waco and how James Hand was an influence.
I wrote the Man from Waco, obviously thinking about him, because we cross over that Brazos, you know, sometimes I cross it 2-3 times a week going through Waco there where he was born. There are other people that would be associated with Waco as well, you know, Billy Joe Shaver or Hank Thompson and other people. But I always thought of him as the man from Waco because of my personal relationship with him. And he sang about the banks of the Brazos in his own songs. But the Man from Waco is a fictional Western, you know, horse opera for me. And I created all these chapters of, you know, the story that plays out in this man's fate based on his actions. So James inspired that, but I'm not writing it about him. You know what I mean? It's taken on its own world, more like, you know, the stranger from Blue Rock, Montana that Willie Nelson created, who incidentally was born just 2 exits up the highway from James Hand. You know, they're only, you know, the only difference is about 20 years apart in age, you know, but they have very similar origins and how they got started in Central Texas.
Here's another song from the new record recorded by Charlie in studio in Nashville.
It was the time of the cottonwood trees, the time of the cottonwood trees. I met her at the Pale Horse Saloon. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Her pretty hair was brown, her eyes were too. Yes, they were. Yes, they were. It was the time of the cottonwood trees. I don't know if it was all a dream. She drove a blue pickup truck. Boy, she loved it, though it really wasn't much. Kinda like the way she loved me in the time of the cottonwood trees. The time of the cottonwood trees. She followed me up the Rio Grande. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. She said she liked the way I crossed the land. That's a fact. That's a fact. It was the time of the cottonwood trees. You could smell that sage on the breeze. I drove her blue pickup truck. Boy, she loved it, though it really wasn't much. Kinda like the way she loved me in the time of the cottonwood trees. The time of the cottonwood trees. It was the time of the cottonwood trees. It's hard to figure what life really means. I can still see that blue pickup truck. Boy, she loved it, though it really wasn't much. Kinda like the way she loved me in the time of the cottonwood trees. The time of the cottonwood trees. The time of the cottonwood trees.
Charlie Crockett with Time of the Cottonwood Tree. That's from his new Man from Waco album, available now on 30 Tigers Records. The second album released by Charlie this year is a Little GL release covering some obscure classic country tunes. Charlie explains how he selected the songs for this record.
Well, if you get in that dance hall scene in Texas, or you get in that classic country you know, scene in this town, Nashville, you're going to find out that there's about 25 songs that everybody's doing. And, you know, the reason I did Jukebox Charlie, for example, the song itself I love the early Little Darlin' recordings from Johnny Paycheck, and I had heard Dale Watson do it. But I thought I could take that song and, take it from this, kind of anonymous Good Time Charlie kind of character who's, pouring tears into his beer, in a 60s atmosphere in America. And I would take that and put my personal name on that and then really try to fill that record with songs that would send that whole crowd running, trying to figure out where I found a lot of that stuff. Because, as much as a lot of these songs, which are, classics of American, popular music, there's hundreds of thousands of songs that have basically just, never been recorded. So, it's my opinion that, the majority of the great songs out there might just, be diamonds in the rough waiting to get unearthed.
Now let's hear one more song from Charlie Crockett.
I'm calling a spade, my mind has done been made. That's what the man he said. And he threw his money down and he passed the cards around. It weren't no children's game. He said his name was just a passing thing. While I looked at him confused, I soon knew what he meant with his revolver spent on everything but me. Just then he laughed and handed me a bag. Said, could you fill it for me, please? We rolled all night long through the dark into the dawn before we finally took our rest. Said he'd come in from Galveston, that troubled city by the Gulf. Said I knew your sister well, so when I saw you I could tell by that ribbon on your sleeve. I'm sorry to say your sister's passed away. I seen it with my own two eyes, and them same evil men who killed my closest kin, they were sitting there by you. Listen to me, life is misery. Trouble's always on the way. And if I were you, I know what I'd do, because they're sure to call a spade.
That was Spades, Charlie Crockett, recorded in studio in Nashville. This has been an Americana Fest in studio session with Charlie Crockett. For WNRN, I'm Bob Masalgo. Thanks for listening.